front man from one of CBeebies' longest running and most popular shows. Give him a pipe cleaner and some modelling clay, he's well away. He can make it in a minute. He's best friends with the shapes. Please welcome Mr. Maker himself. It's Phil Gallagher.
Oh, thank you very much. What an introduction. Oh.
Mr. Maker, correct me if I've got my facts wrong, but it's been going since 2007?
That's correct.
9 years.
9 years.
So how do you keep coming up with fresh ideas?
That's a good question. I was trying to work it out the other day. I think I've made something like 1,500 things so far. On Mr. Maker, and including the live shows as well. So it is a challenge, but we have a great team. We're based at Maidstone Studios, so not too far, just down the road. We just love coming up with new ideas each time we make a new series.
It must be good as well, not having to do the clearing up afterwards. Or do you? Are you?
Well, it's glitter that's the trouble in my house.
Glitter.
You think you've cleared it up.
Yeah.
And then a week later, you sit down on the sofa, all the dust comes up with the glitter as well. But it feels quite nice, it feels quite magical.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you could see my house, it is just as you would expect. There are pom-poms, pipe cleaners, gloopy glue, sticky tape everywhere.
So how do you take a TV show, how do you turn something like that into a big show?
What we wanted to do was keep the heart of Mr. Maker, the TV show, the different things that we do, like the Minute Makes, and obviously characters like the shapes, but quite literally put it onto a bigger stage. So there's lots of arts and crafts, but it's much bigger. And we've added in lots of singing. And I have to say, some quite spectacular dancing from myself.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes. I've kind of put some of the music in there that will hark back to maybe your childhood, both of you. And when you were growing up in Kent, like me, memories of Amadeus nightclub just down the road.
How did you become Mr. Maker in the first place? Obviously, there's loads of people try it. You know, how did it happen for you?
I grew up in Medway, in Gillingham, loving children's TV and loving radio. I used to listen to radio all the time. I used to make my own little radio shows on cassettes, as it was back then.
And ask your nan, kids.
Yeah, that's right. And then basically, I worked my way up very slowly. So I went from school, got work experience after college as well, and managed to get a runner's job in a TV studio up in London. And one day I went for an audition for Mr. Maker. And you're right, there were many auditions. There were four stages of auditions.
Wow.
Now I'm travelling all over the UK, and I feel very lucky and very fortunate to do that. And I really enjoy my job as well. It's great fun. I feel like I'm a big kid. And to do that for your job, you know, it's a very, very, very fortunate thing. I'm so proud of Medway, and I love coming home. And being home at the moment is such a treat for me, because I get to go away a lot, but there's no place like home. And it's great being back in Medway and seeing mum and dad and all my friends.
And getting to watch the football.
Although I haven't seen any of the football this year. I've seen one league game of the Gills, and my dad says that I'm the jinx. I'm the reason why the team are doing so well, because I'm not there watching.
Oh,
so
thanks, Daddy Maker.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I've got some questions for you from some children who go to an art club in Seal.
Oh.
And they've got these for you.
Hello, Mr. Maker. My name's Scarlett. What's the one thing that you have made that you are most proud of?
I would say it was probably the first thing that I ever made on Mr. Maker, which was back in 2007, so a long time ago. And I made some beans on toast with little bits of ripped up orange paper. Made some sauce with gloopy glue and orange paint. And so that's the baked beans in the sauce. And then you take an old kitchen sponge and paint it like an old piece of toast. And there you go. You've got yourself a nice meal there.
Wow.
But you can't eat it, of course. You can't eat it. You just look at it. That's the first thing I made on Mr. Maker all those years ago. So I look back to that, and I'm very proud of that.
Hello, Mr. Maker. I'm Naya. My favourite shape from your show is the circle. What's your favourite shape?
Ah, Naya, good choice there. Circle is a top man and a great dancer. I can't choose. How can I choose between the four shapes? But I would say that I'm probably most like rectangle, because he's very tall and he likes to bounce up and down. You can see I'm a bit of a bouncy, excitable chap.
Yeah,
so, yeah, rectangle's my kind of guy. Although he's red, you see, that square is blue.
Mm.
And, of course, I like to think that square's a big Jules fan.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That's a good. Would he go down football with you, do you think?
Square, yes, he would. I think he'd have trouble sitting in the Gordon Road stand where I sit, because the seats are quite small, and he's quite a wide square. I keep saying to the shapes, you've got to come down to the Prucefield. We're playing great football at the moment.
Yeah.
So, Justin Edinburgh, if you're out there, please invite the shapes along. Maybe we can get them in one of the exec boxes.
Oh, yes.
Because there's a bit more room up there, isn't there?
Do you ever get mobbed by small children? Maybe if you even just want to go out for a coffee, do you have days where you think, I can't do it today? Mini paparazzi are going to get me if I go out there.
More often than not, it's the grown-ups that will recognise me first, because the little ones expect me to be Mr. Maker in the spotty waistcoat and the jacket. They won't expect to see me outside Nutmegs in Rainham having a coffee wearing my Gillingham shirt. But the grown-ups do spot me. So quite often they'll say, yeah, look, it's Mr. Maker.
I imagine the mums get quite a nice bit of attention from the mums.
Nothing like Mr. Bloom. Mr. Bloom on CB. Okay. You might be able to help me with this. That guy.
I'm aware of Mr. Bloom, yes.
You're aware of his work.
On behalf of mums and dads across Kent and the world, for keeping our little ones entertained and inspired as well, as everyone does on CBeebies, it's a magnificent thing. And Mr. Maker, everybody.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you for having me. Lovely to be home. Thank you.